Madam Chair, this is Paul. We're set.
Okay, great. Again, everyone, good afternoon. I apologize for any noise that you might hear. There's a lot of construction going on outside of my office. And if that does come across my speaker, I apologize. Thank you for coming to the ALMR User Council meeting. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. And I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time. I have 1331 in front of me as the time. Ms. Burnham, will you please read the roll call?
Okay, thank you. I have on Teams, Ms. Tammy Gosia-Cockrell, Mr. John Rockwell, Ms. Caitlin DeHart, Mr. Carl Edwards, Mr. Jim Goodman, Mr. Bobby Carter, Sergeant Preston Fernandez, Dan Nelson, Mr. Donnie Lane, Mr. Ricky Flores, Mr. Paul Mercores, Mr. Pete Rogel, Mr. Rick Rambo, Mr. Zach McCray. Then in the room, I have Lieutenant Ben Enders, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Mark Newman, myself, Mr. Panasoff, Mr. Paul Fussy, Mr. Scott Stormo, Mr. Tim Woodall, Mr. Kevin Rockwell, Ms. Naomi Wiley, Mr. Ryan Valancourt, Mr. Mike Culver, Mr. Peter House, and Mr. Bruce Richter. Have I missed anybody?
Keith Berrien, I came in while you were reading the roll. Sorry.
Cool. We now have a quorum.
Hi, this is Sergeant Ray calling from JBear.
Thank you, Sergeant.
And Erin Calwara from Juneau, I'm on the line.
Thank you, Erin.
And do we have any special guests today, Mary?
Madam Chair, this is Paul.
So for Motorola, we have special guests, Mike Culver and Ryan Valancourt.
Thank you. We can now move on to the approval of the previous meeting minutes, which was August 13th. Presuming everyone's had a chance to review the August 13th minutes, are there any comments or requested changes at this time? Hearing none, may I please have a motion and a second to approve the August 13th meeting minutes?
Motion to approve, John Rockwell.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Through the chair, this is Paul. Is that Mr. Cole?
Oh, he'll have to confirm that. I wasn't sure.
Bob Mr. Carter Cole, with did you TSA. Second?
Paul Carter. Thank you.
Bob Carter with TSA. Second.
Thank you. Okay, are there any further objections or further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Moving on to the issues and risks log. Paul, will you please provide an update?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So everyone, for the issues and risk log, we have been still trying to find alternates for the federal non-DOD and the alternate for the Southeast. Mary sent out emails to try and find individuals. However, those positions have not been filled yet. And anybody knows someone who would like to be an alternate, please let us know so we can work on getting the paperwork over to them. So that's what we have, Madam Chair, is those two positions have been out for quite a while now, and we're looking for replacements.
Thank you. Are there any questions with Paul's report? Hearing none, moving on to action items. I'll hand it back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The two we have for the action items are the same two we've had for quite a while, since October, and then also the updated one from April 2nd. The radios for the APX Next, they've been tested on the system. They've been approved. Nick and I went through there on both LTE and ALMR, and there's been a few here and there getting ready to go out into the field. So once we feel confident with that, we've got some testing done out in the field, we will reach out to everyone and work on completing number one and number two from action items, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none. Paul, would you provide the OMO updates at this time, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, Mr. Nelson, would you like to talk about the training?
Thank you, Mr. Fussy. I appreciate it. I just wanted to let the user council know that we are continuing to provide training via our online format. So focusing a lot on those small topic video type trainings. So please take the time to look at some of the new ones that have come out. There is some information, a quick introduction training that we put up a month or two ago on APX Next and some of those emerging issues. We also have some governance and a few other technical items that are pending. There should be our August videos will be up here hopefully this week. I've had a few technical issues on my end and was just waiting for some parts, but that has been sorted. I will ask for the user council or any of your users that you represent, if you have specific items for training that you're interested in beyond what is listed on the action item log, please don't hesitate to contact myself or Mr. Fussy, and we'll be happy to get that on our list to get some of those things produced. That is all I have, but I'm happy to stand for questions.
Through the chairman, thank you, Mr. Nelson. So moving on to outreach, we've been Mary and I have been working with the members, reminding them about their signed membership agreements, and happy to report we are way ahead from last year. We only have two outstanding agreements that need to be completed. So thank you for everyone who's done that. It's a large lift to try and get all that paperwork done, all the signatures tracked down, and only having two left as of right now. We're very happy with that. Been working to add members to ALMR, and as of August 25th, we now have the state Alaska Department of Fish and Game are now members. So they've been working with Mr. Stormo's shop to build out their code plug and work on their radios. So we do have one new member. I did attend the monthly APOA meeting. It was a good presentation by APD and on their drone program. So it was really good. We still have the DoD cybersecurity team here monitoring ALMR. So once they're done and everything's been briefed and we can talk about what they found or didn't find, I'll set up some time to talk with the user council members on that. Just to confirm, Mr. Reed, nothing to report, sir?
At this time, no.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. So the quarterly security updates were conducted 26th through the 20th of August. No issues were found, and that's where we go through and do the zone control rollers for cybersecurity. And I just want to thank the A1 team for working on that. They also came in really early to help us out with that. So thank you to the A1 team. One thing I want to pass on to everyone and make sure that you pass on to your members. If they have any possible issues, please contact the ALMR Help Desk. We can't fix any issues we don't know anything about or help out the users. This came to light just doing courtesy calls, and I had some individuals call and tell me their system or the equipment was not working. We didn't know about that. So Nick and I reached out to them, talked to them, and explained to their supervisor, please give the ALMR Help Desk a call. because that way we can try and direct you to where it can be fixed or how we can help you fix it. But we don't know what we don't know. So if you could pass on to you the members that you represent that if they have any issues or questions, please contact the Elamite Help Desk. One big thing here for outreach, some individuals are already starting to get emails from me. The Elamite Help Desk added more subscriber units to the system, and this exceeded the 33,000 number limit for subscriber units. We have not seen any issues. However, I've been going through and sending out emails to everyone what their radio list is. And I want to say thanks to Nick and his team for building out the Excel spreadsheet where it's always easier for me to go through. But we have radios that have not been on the system for at least 3 years. Now, I understand some of them might be out of McGrath or Cotsview that haven't been on the system for a while. But currently, there are over 6,000 radios or subscriber units that have not been on the AMR system in over 3 years. So as I go through, expect emails, and then what I'm attaching to the email is the policy and procedure on how to remove the radios, how to report them, lost or stolen, so they can be bricked or inhibited. And I'm also including a subscriber request form. So if those radios have not been on the system for a while, or you've gotten rid of them and forgot to turn it in, please fill it out and get it back to Nick and his team so we can remove them from the system. But, like I said, we've exceeded the 33,000 limit on Friday. We haven't had any issues, but go through, and then as you get the emails from me, if they're in the red, please send in a subscriber request to remove them. That's all I have for right now for the outreach. Are there any questions before I move on to the system upgrade? Hearing none, I'll go forward. As I mentioned earlier, we've completed the testing for the Motorola APX M70 portable for both VHF and Wi-Fi. Mary has added that radio to the website with the newest brochure. You need to go on there, take a look. September 8th, which is coming up, the generator and battery backup is going to be tested at Zone 2 master site. We're not anticipating any issues with this for ALMR. It's similar to the battery testing they did, I want to say, about 2 or 3 months ago. They're just doing another testing on that for the generators and battery backup. Through the chair, Mr. Woodall, do we have an update for the TAS and TAN, sir?
Still waiting.
Thank you, Mr. Woodall. For a system upgrade, the TAS and TAN upgrade has not been completed, and I know we're getting close to the September cutoff on there. So when I get more, I'll let the user council know on that one. The August reviews of cybersecurity policy and procedures been completed. The privileged user acceptable use policy procedures been done. And the spectrum licensing and management policy procedure, that is currently under review. So any questions from the board before I go to the metrics? So everyone, we start looking at the August metrics. We're still a lot higher than last year. So calls, we have 1,659,519. The monthly push-to-talks, we have 2,709,238. The monthly busies, we have 604. And I like how the graph has been dropping precipitously since June. The monthly sites below 3 nines. Keep in mind the system is designed for 5 nines, but we look at sites that are below 3 nines. We had 10. And we have some testing on there, some microwave backhaul, some power outages, and then relocating equipment to new shelters. And this is what we talked about earlier. We start looking at subscriber counts for zone 1, 2, and 4. This is where we've exceeded the 33,000 limit. And this is the number here that we need to keep an eye on. So we're at 33,036. And the state DOD have a large percentage of it, but the most is under the Alaska Municipal League, which are your volunteer departments and your other city municipalities. We're 12,163. And then we have the federal non-DOT DOD at 1,892. So right now, I've been working and sending emails out to a lot of these agencies here to make sure that they're turning a subscriber request to try and reduce that number. So any questions on the metrics from anyone? Okay, I'll finish up my report, Madam Chair, as we're looking at others. We presented the completed budget for the OMO SMO operating budget, a draft, to the July User Council meeting and then the August Executive Council for approval. The Executive Council and User Council both approved the document, and it was sent over to Mr. Stormo at the APSCS office. Thank everyone who voted and got everything in a timely manner for Mary so we could forward it on. Greatly appreciate that. I'll be traveling up to the Zone 2 master site sometime this month to conduct my inspection of the backups and the maintenance of the system. I just started reaching out to some of the agencies up there today. I've got more to reach out to. I want to try, while I'm up there, instead of just doing the inspection, spend a couple days up in Fairbanks reaching out to the different fire and police departments up there. Most I haven't seen since last October when Dan and I did the training. But my plan is to try and stop and meet and greet with all the agencies that are up there. So I expect an email from me shortly after that. And then they're working with Scott and his team, the SWCC, and other personnel. We're going to be updating the emergency communication annex from FEMA. It was last updated in March of 2020, so we've got the meeting set up with that one. I've been going through the old one, taking notes with Nick, to see what we need to update and upgrade for that one. And the final comment, September 18th is the Air Force's birthday, and that completes my report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Paul. That brings us to the System Management Office overview. Nick.
Thank you. I'm gonna try and keep it shorter. So still a summer month. We're still doing PMIs, still a lot of maintenance, you know, not just on my team, but Scott's team as well. Thank you for being patient for all that. To hit up on that virtual generator test, like Paul said, it's the 8th of September. Somewhere between, well, actually, I'm not going to mention the time at this moment, but it'll be similar to the last one, like you said, shouldn't anticipate any kind of outages. However, we will have two techs on site in the event something does not go well. Then I just wanted to hit up another reminder about the programmers out there. When you're programming your radios for TDMA, make sure you're hitting all the things that you need to hit within it, all the right frequencies, band plans, et cetera. Missing one of those settings can mean the difference between talking and not talking. I had a recent call where an entire fire department could not talk due to that issue, that same issue I was displaying. So what I did for them is I turned the TDMA off for that particular talk group, and they were able to talk again. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Nick. Next is the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. Mr. Stormo, do you have an update for the state?
Just a quick one. The $24 million project is pretty much over and done at this point. Just waiting to do the closeout paperwork on that and make the final payment. We've still got a couple of summer season type of events going on. We've got the the equipment up at Hay Range in Cordova, sitting in the shelter right now, waiting for weather to get good so we can get back up there and move everything back or into the brand new shelter that we had contractors set for us next to the new tower. So hopefully weather gets better soon and we don't have to extend the amount of time we're living in a gen shelter with all that electronic equipment. And we don't lose any power in the meantime because we got the generator shut off to not run and heat the place up. We're in the process of getting a power line put into SENA, which is we were always told was not possible. So it's not energized yet. So I guess we don't know that it's possible yet. Hopefully it will become. That will be a huge deal because SENA is a terrible part of the state to get to in the wintertime. And it runs entirely off of diesel fuel generators, which are no fun to refuel in the wintertime and no fun to go troubleshoot when it stops working. And if that site goes down in the past, that can cause a lot of outages in some of the places where, you know, DOT is clearing several feet of snow off the roadway. So not a good place to lose radio communications. So a couple of good projects that we're hoping to have finished off this summer to get some of the old deferred maintenance and some new capability into the system. I don't think I have anything else unless there's any questions.
Thank you, Scott. Mr. Woodall, did you have any update for the DOD that you'd like to share?
I'll just remind the DOD folks that as you get new APX radios, I doubt you have very many XTX 5000s around, but if you do, make sure you do the process to take them off the network. I know that we've, over the last couple of years, have replaced a lot of the older radios with newer radios, and I know that we also are getting a lot of them updated to TDMA, so please make sure those XTX 5000s that have been retired, probably sent to Dermo already, come off the system. So if you could check on that, appreciate it. The other thing is that we will begin the contract process pretty quick here for the new contract, and I will be setting up some workshop with the DOD folks to go over the existing statement of work and then to discuss things that are not currently covered that you would need covered. And so we want to have those discussions. So I will get what the current scope of work is out to you so you can start looking at that. And then we can have that discussion. So when we come together with the state, we can get through that process a lot more efficiently. That's all I have for right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions in general before we move on to user council representative updates? Hearing none. Moving on, we'll start with the state of Alaska. Any updates from DPS?
John Rockwell, not at this time. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I'll just add that we've been working with FirstNet to get the rapid response push to talk test going. I hope by the time we have next month's meeting that we'll be able to tell you that that test is in progress. So we're hoping to just add a layer of communication, another tool in the toolbox if it works out well.
Thank you, Lieutenant Andrews. I don't believe we have any representation from DOT, but just to make sure, any DOT representatives? All right. Moving on to all others. I believe, well, Mr. Nelson is absent. Mr. Carl Edwards, I don't believe, is present either.
Actually, I am here today, and I have nothing to add, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Moving on to the DOD, is there anything from J-Bear?
Yes, this is Sergeant Ray calling from J-Bear. We received the email saying that our subscription wasn't paid. We wanted to follow up and see if that was still the case.
What was the question?
We received the email, I want to say sometime last week, saying that J-Bear's yearly subscription was not paid. I wanted to see if that was still the case.
Oh,
we submitted on 17 July.
Mr. Stormer, is that you responding? I can't tell who's answering the question.
No, that's me stuttering.
Oh, okay.
I have to check with Terry Warren if you've paid or not. If you don't know, it's a manual process, and it takes a while to move through DFAS. So if you process the MORD, it's called, it could take 30 to 45 days to get through DFAS back to the state. So, but if you're sure that you have processed the payment, then, and it's been a month or so, then we'll check with Terry to see if she's received it.
Yes, sir. Can you check for us? Because like, we sent it off 17 July, from what I'm told.
Okay. Definitely will check.
Yes, sir. That's all from J-Bear. Thank
you. I'll send you a follow-up email.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any updates from Eielson? Moving on, any updates from the Army? Next are the federal non-DOD representatives. Is there anything from DOJ? All right. How about Department of Interior? Hearing nothing, moving on to municipal representatives. Anything from Municipalities North?
Madam Chair, this is Paul. We have Mr. Carter online for all others.
Oh, thank you very much. Mr. Carter, my apologies.
No worries. And I, too, have nothing for the good of the order. Thank you, though.
All right, back to Municipalities North.
Nothing to add either. Thank you.
Thank you. Municipality Southeast.
Nothing from Southeast.
Thank you. And Mr. Goodman, did you have something for Municipality Central?
I do, if now's the appropriate time. We deployed a crossband repeater at the State Fair here in Palmer, and found that to be a really good tool to backfill portable coverage. As wonderfully as the system is supported by the state, there are just issues of terrain, and we were able to overcome those with using 700 into VHF. Mr. Fussy, is there anything else you want to add from what I sent you?
Through the chair, Mr. Goodman, no, I do not. I can send that out to anybody who is interested in it. Thank you.
Okay. It was very successful, and if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to follow up with them. And thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Goodman. And I did not have anything else to add to Municipality Central. That brings us to new business. Does anyone have any new business they'd like to bring up today?
Madam Chair, this is Paul. Mr. Richter from CISA would like to speak.
Okay, Mr. Richter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two updates in the cyber threat environment that I think are relevant to this group or interest to this group. We've been talking about the Salt Typhoon cyber campaign that the Chinese government has been operating, and it seems like every month is like reading a new chapter in the novel. On August 27th, there was a joint advisory from multiple international partners and multiple United States agencies that really brought up the latest scope of what this campaign has been. Initially, we heard about the four largest U.S. telecom carriers, and we heard about the 10 largest U.S. telecom carriers plus 13 university networks. Now it's known that at least 80 countries have been targeted through Cell Typhoon. And I've provided the link to this that can go out in the meeting minutes because it's a longer document for people that are interested in reading it. But the executive summary is the scale of this is beyond what was known or expected. And there are certain critical vulnerability indicators, certain indicators of compromise that are detailed in the report that was released on August 27th, right before Labor Day weekend. The other thing that I think is worth noting is the state of Nevada is in the second week of a fairly significant ransomware attack, and they're still trying to recover from that. But it did impact some of the public safety systems. It impacted the public's ability to call into public safety dispatch. And I think what it illustrates is that this threat is not going away. And in your own agencies, what your PACE planning is, if the primary systems you depend on are not available to you, what is your contingency? What is your backup to that? It's a real world problem that is here to stay. And that's my update. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Richter. Last call for any new business. Okay, the next scheduled meetings are October 1st and November 5th. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer before we ask to adjourn? At this time, I'll accept a motion and then a second from any one of the council members to adjourn the September 3rd user council meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, Chief Berrien and John Rocco. Okay, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you, Madam Chair.